When people began attending funerals here, many had the exact same reaction. They mentioned that when they passed, they wanted a funeral just like the one they had seen. What resulted is a business with deep ties to the mission these men serve. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The monks at New Mallory Abbey, just outside of Dubuque, own many acres of surrounding timberland. Besides their devotion to Christ, they are perhaps best known for how they decided to use that natural resource.
Many times when people hear for a funeral of a monk, they say, oh, it was so simple. I'd like to be buried that way. I don't like a big fancy funeral and a big expensive casket. I'd love to have a pine box. So we started doing that, and we started out just making simple wooden caskets.
Father Brendan Freeman is the retired abbot in New Mallory Abbey in Piasta, Iowa.
They found out that people wanted something a little more fancy, and we have walnut on our property and red oak, so we started making walnut and red oak caskets. We can't keep up with the wood demand now, so we only use about 50% of the wood comes from our forest. The rest we have to buy.
They make about 30 caskets per week, and nearly half are made from walnut. Their work fits their mission here.
We die. It's not the end of our life. We believe there's an afterlife and a heaven. So preparing someone's funeral and preparing the casket they're laid out in is very fitting for us.
It's not just a commercial enterprise. It has a religious aspect that draws customers to find New Mallory.
It takes a special effort to get a Trappist casket, because you don't just go to the mortuary and pick out a casket. So you got to make a phone call and you got to have it delivered, and so it takes a little bit more. It's sort of a niche market, but the ones who do call us and do this seem to have a religious component in why they're doing it. They like the thought that a monk has built this casket.
New Mallory has developed a website for their caskets, as their work literally reaches all across the nation. Traveling the Countryside in Piasta, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.